Thank you for joining me today on Glorious Living. I believe you're going to be blessed. Go get some wine and y'all share this program together. It's such a blessing for me to welcome you here to Studio C. We're always going to have a great time in Studio C, but today is a very special day. Of course, I have Chrissy with me.
Yes, and it's always fun to be with you, Miss Kathy, in Studio C, sharing great stories of what God's doing throughout all of the world with JDM.
You know, I've found out that everybody really wants to live a glorious life. They may not have used heard that term before, but it's really the kind of life that Jesus came to give to us.
That's right.
And we love sharing it with people all over the world.
We do, and we want you to have that experience with Jesus, to have that glorious life, because it's so possible. Not a lot of people teach that, Miss Kathy, but we do here at the ministry.
You know, when you know God, it's, you know, He is all about the glory. And when you get connected with God, He wants to pour Himself out into us. And so when we start being, when we know God, I just became to know that He wants us to be a reflection of who He is.
Beautiful.
And when we tap into that, it just changes our life, and it should rub off on our family, our loved ones, our friends.
Yes.
People should want to know, what's she drinking?
Exactly. It's all about the glory.
I want some of that.
Me too. I love that phrase. You know, God's all about the glory. Well, I'm all about the glory.
I am. Then let's share our glorious self with everybody.
That's right.
You know, I used to hear this phrase in the 70s. They'd say, get down with your righteous self.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Or your bad self.
Your bad self.
So we can say now, let's start a new phrase. Let's get down with your glorious self.
I love it. Let's make it a thing.
We're going to get down with our glorious self today.
I love it. I got a glorious testimony from somebody who watches, a very precious viewer named Fiona from Australia.
Oh,
we love her. She's wonderful. She says, I'm so thankful and just love hearing how you share the gospel and teach us about prosperity and give Jesus all the glory. I've been so fortunate to have seen you both here in Perth, Australia in 2019. JDM, you're a blessing, and I always include JDM when I pray every morning, pleading the precious blood over you all.
God.
Well, we love you, Fiona, all the way in Australia. Thank you so much for tuning in faithfully and for being you. You get down with your glorious self.
Fiona's doing it. She said she saw us in 2019 in Perth, but we were just in Perth
in
2024, just in May.
That's right.
We had some people there that we're going to introduce to our
audience
today. Oh,
how exciting. What a great show it is.
Yes, we're so excited to welcome Russell and Kay Nydick to Studio C. They are directors of our JDM Australian offices located in Maroochydore, Queensland. Russell and Kay have been a part of the ministry since 1998 and are such a blessing to us. They've been married for over 43 years and have 3 children and 3 grandchildren. Russell and Kay are here today to share how the Lord led them to work at the ministry and the many ways they continue to reach people and change lives one soul at a time all around the world. Welcome, guys.
Yes, well,
thank you for having us.
I'm so excited to meet you finally and to share this time with you.
It's really wonderful to be here.
Yes.
It's absolutely blessing, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, we've known each other for so long, and y'all are, I mean, before we ever even started the offices, we met you guys. You were driving us around when Jesse and I would go to Australia. And then this was just one of those God connections.
It was.
And it's all these years. How long has it been now?
26 years now.
26 years.
Wow.
And we still like each other.
Yeah.
What a beautiful
miracle. You know, we stay connected. They stay connected with the whole staff, of course. Uh-huh. And they come up to Visionary, which is why y'all are still here.
Yeah. Yes.
And so we were able to have this time where people can get to know you on our Glorious Living program.
That's so good.
Thanks God.
And so, and I know that even you're the director, y'all both work together. Y'all been working together in the office to connect with the JDM staff.
Yes. Yeah.
And we've become one big family, even though you're on like they say, down under.
Yeah, down under.
Well, we also like to call it the great Southland of the
Holy Spirit.
Right. I never heard that.
It's a beautiful song. You would love that song.
I got to listen to it.
Great Southland of the Holy Spirit, yes.
Beautiful. Absolutely.
It's a great term, great statement, isn't it?
It sure
it
is.
It really is to know that.
Is.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is. But you were a pastor when we first met you.
That's
and
correct.
You were a minister. So y'all and your father was a pastor. Yes. So they're really familiar with ministry.
Yes.
And so they knew what they were getting into.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we've come a long way
all these years.
Yes. And y'all connect with our partners when y'all are there.
We do. We do, yeah. Yeah, it's been a great journey, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And as you said, Kay's dad, my father-in-law, was pastor. And so I took over the church from him. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we got connected with yourselves through Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Right.
In the early 90s, I believe, when they did a convention in Melbourne.
Yes.
Big Believers Convention there.
Yes.
And then from there, they brought the convention to Brisbane. And we just sort of put up our hand to say, hey, we'd like to help whichever way we can, you know. We,
yes.
I mean, we'd do anything just mm-hmm. to be, serve the ministry, serve the Lord. Mm-hmm. And they asked Kay to be in the bookshop at the convention, and they assigned me as driver and for Brother Jesse. So,
that was
95, awesome.
96.
Yes.
Yeah. And then 98.
Yeah.
And so that was the beginnings of it really there.
Yeah.
For the two lots of conventions after that, we were the drivers and we're volunteering. So we had an early connection there from
Well, you know, even before Jesse and I went and before Brother Kenneth Copeland invited us to be a part of their conference, it was the Believers Convention Australia.
Yes.
And so Australia has always been on our heart, though.
I mean,
I think that's true with a lot of Americans.
Yeah.
They're fascinated. You said you'd love to go to Australia one day.
I would love to
you're
go down under and put
welcome
a shrimp
anytime.
On the lobby.
Plenty of spare bedrooms.
You see? I'm ready. Come on, Louise, if you're watching, let's make plans.
You know,
go
we
to
speak
Australia.
We speak a common language, but there's some little differences, and we were chatting before
I'm
services.
I'm so fascinated with it. I love the Australian accent. I think y'all are awesome. So, yes, I'm making those plans. I know it's a long flight. I got to prepare myself.
That's
over
right.
14 hours, mm-hmm. but
well,
it's worth it.
So.
Oh, yeah, it's more than that.
Yeah, it's more than that.
And then you cross the international date line no matter which way you go. Either
that's
you gain
right.
a day or you lose it. You end up catching up.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, we'll make it. It's worth it, though.
It's
we got
it.
It.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Lots of things to see. Mm-hmm. Lots of things to do.
It's a beautiful country.
Yeah. It is.
And beautiful people.
Yes.
And I know you get to connect with our partners that are there in Australia. Many of you may be watching today, and you're watching from Australia, like Fiona. I know you probably watch.
Yeah, Fiona.
But also others that watch from all over the world. And it's good to they know that, you know, we've been in the ministry for 48 years now, preaching the gospel, and God stretched us. And in fact, we always had a vision for global evangelism and to go into all the world. So we have, the Australian office was something God called us to do.
Mm.
And over the years, so many people's lives have been impacted. Y'all get the calls, you stay connected with them, send the products out, take the prayer calls. And,
That's great.
What's the best part of being in the office? Working for the ministry and with the ministry, when you get those calls or when you connect with people, what is it about?
Well, first off, to be able to just stand together with people in prayer. I mean, you know, there's so many needs, as we all know. I mean, you know, just from family, finances, health, it just the list goes on and on. Mm-hmm. But really to be able to connect with them and just be able to stand with them and just encourage them in the Word of God as well, just a scripture or two or whatever it may be. And the ongoing part of that, of course, is to hear the praise reports.
That's right.
You know, so it's wonderful to pray for people, but it's also good. And we do encourage people to call back and let us know what God has done in their life.
Exactly.
So that's wonderful. And like in specific praise reports, but also just there's other times where they just call back and say, I just thank you for standing with us in prayer.
Amen.
We're grateful that you're there. Mm-hmm. We're grateful that the ministry's there. And so that's a real honour and privilege, really. And we don't count that lightly by no means. It's a wonderful opportunity to just be able to speak into people's lives, help them grow in the Lord, stand with them. They might not have anyone else to stand with them in prayer. You know, it can be a quite a lot of different reasons. But it's just a wonderful thing to be able to do.
And I love the way our staff, the Jesse Duplantis Ministries Australia, connects with the other ministries who we're in close relationship with here. And we recently, when we went to Brisbane, Jesse was invited to speak to the staff at Kenneth Copeland Ministries office.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we went there and y'all went with us. And then also Jerry Savelle's staff in Australia, they drove a little distance. Mm. They're not quite as right there where we were. Probably an hour away.
About an hour's drive,
About an hour's drive. But they brought their staff and we're all of us together as one. So it's a big family.
It is. Mm-hmm.
They were thoroughly blessed too. KCM, David Welsh there and the whole team, plus Jerry Savelle Ministries staff, they're just so blessed about that time. They really do appreciate Brother Jesse and yourself coming there. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The door is open there all the time.
Well, I love the way you lead the leaders, leaders of all three ministries the directors get together or they fellowship and they support one another. Yeah. That's what the body of Christ is all about.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. It is. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And they're always, and as you've said, they're always there. And they always tell us too, you know, and we tell them too that we're always there for them. Need anything or, you know, you need some advice or some help or something in anything. It's just a wonderful thing to know.
I think it's amazing. And about when I chatted a little bit ago about your story, and you said, Miss Kathy, you had a vision. Y'all had a vision for Australia that was always on your heart.
It was.
And how God connected you, that divine connection. Yeah. And you were just obeying God and being obedient to volunteering at this conference. You had no idea it was going to shift you.
No.
So I know when Boss was sharing a little bit about Australia, you were led to say, I'll help in any way, but correct. You didn't know the magnitude, correct?
No, I'll never forget what you said, though, Russell. And you said, I've never done it before, but I'll give it my best.
Correct. Oh, beautiful. I still remember that, too, Ms.
It was
Kathy.
Such a beautiful moment, and you have. Y'all give us your best, and your best good enough. It's good enough. You know, some people say, you know, your best isn't good enough. But because you love people, and you care about the gospel, you know, because you're... Love Jesus most of all.
Yes.
That's both. Right, sure.
How long? When did you get born again?
I got born again when I was about 6 years old, 7 years
really?
Old.
That's awesome.
Under Kay's dad's ministry, and I was baptized when I was about 7 years old.
That's beautiful.
And so a lot of years have passed, but and God's just been faithful all the time. I mean, I wasn't not always been, I guess, the way we should be in our Christian walk, but God's always been a huge part of my life.
Of course.
And moving on, and as part of that, it sort of led into that serving. And I say this giving God the glory.
Right.
Because we just got involved in whatever was happening within the church life and within the different aspects of that. And that led right through to just serving with KCM for the conferences, which led to us getting connected with yourselves, which led to the to the position we're in now. And we went into that not just putting our hand up saying to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, look, we'll just serve wherever you want us to serve.
Yeah.
And as we did that, we were just assigned positions and we did them. It was another step, of course. But Brother Jesse was so gracious, he was, and yourself, you know, being able to drive yourselves and looking after us as well and making it easy for us. Mm-hmm. So that just sort of led to where we are today, of course, well, 26 years ago.
Right. And y'all both work in the ministry, but you have different duties. And Kay, what responsibilities mostly? You keep up with the partners as well, I know.
Yeah, I do the reception, so I take all the calls. Mm-hmm. And so it's great. You get to, and especially when you come for meetings, I got to meet people that I speak to on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, like this guy came up and said, my name's Joey. And I'm like, I know, don't tell me who you are. Mm-hmm. And I said, you just got married. He said, yes. And I'm going through all the things. I eventually put it together and he was amazed that I remembered. And I said, well, I speak to you every week, so I should remember. Yeah. But it's good to put faces to the people that you talk to.
Isn't that wonderful?
And it's a connection with them.
That's what I love about this ministry, whether we're in the United States, Australia, wherever we are, it's that personal connection of really listening to people and telling them, you know, hey, you can live this glorious life. Yeah. You can, your vision can be ignited. You know, we just came back from the Visionary Conference, and I believe that many people listening to this, they're hearing your story about how you just said, Lord, choose me. I'm going to do whatever I can to serve you and how he paved that way. You know, there might be some people saying, oh, no, it's not going to happen for me. No, I just encourage you, if God's telling you to take a step, do it, because look where it's led you today.
I think that's the key to it, is just being obedient and just have a heart to serve. And of course, if we love the Lord, that's his heart as well. Yeah. He served us.
Yes.
So we're just serving and whatever that may take, whatever form that may take. Mm-hmm. And if it's not anything what we would say out there in the front, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if it's something more in the forefront, that's fine too. But whatever it takes, is just say, I'll be there and do that. And even if when we start serving, it's not the end result of where we will be, God will open those doors to get us to the end result.
Amen. You know, I believe God rewards faithfulness, and He recognizes that. And to be a pastor and a leader in the church and willing to do anything, whether it be drive or work a book table, God sees that.
Clean toilets.
Right? It's important. I've done it all. You do whatever you have to do. I think that because we just come out of Visionary Conference, I think it's just still so big in me to realize how important vision really is.
Correct.
And I've had to stop and realize, you know, every vision that I have, I believe started with God.
Yes.
He put these desires and he saw the potential. Yeah. There was a need that he had.
Mm.
And, you know, like Jesse talked, mankind was God's vision.
That's right.
And so we're walking in his vision. But the point is that I was trying to make is that God put it on my heart that Australia is a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. Out of all the nations of the world, I believe Australia was the one that was most interesting to me. Yeah. And it was interesting because God wanted me to look and focus toward it.
Yes.
And then when we went there, we connected with you guys.
Yes.
And it was a God connection.
I really believe that, yes. Oh, yeah. And I really believe that God puts people into our lives. And sometimes we don't realize it at the time for the reason, the end reason. Yes. But whatever reason they're in our lives, we're there to be a blessing to them or to help them in their faith or just to encourage them, a smile, whatever it may be, mm-hmm. even if we never see them again. Yes. It's just God connections and not to make light of that, so mm-hmm. to speak, you know, that it is important.
Mm-hmm. You know what I really appreciate about the both of you, and I know over the years we've gotten to know each other, mm. and, you know, we've spent a lot of time over the years together, but mm. not every year. It's once in a while. We'd go every year for a while. Mm. But I think it's the integrity that I see in you, the genuineness of your commitment to Jesus, mm-hmm. as well as your commitment to the partners, the people that God brings to us. You care about what their lives. That's why you know about Joey.
Yes.
And that's why...
Joey.
Hopefully Joey's watching, our family of Joey. But it's God sees that.
Yes.
And I think that was an answer to my prayer, because Justin and I wanted to connect with someone that would... And we don't want to hop around. We want it was one of a lasting relationship, because that brings stability.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm so glad that the Lord connected us together so long ago.
It is.
And that we're still going strong, because we have a great assignment. And, you know, recently, because of the meetings we had in May, y'all were integral part of organizing that tour.
Yes.
Deciding what churches we go to. We just said, hey, Russell, book something up.
And just book it.
And we trust you to do it.
Yeah, thank
and
you very much.
You made godly connections over the years, and you knew where we all prayed about where to go, and those meetings were so powerful.
They were wonderful.
Oh, my
Absolutely
goodness.
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, yeah. So God is just faithful, isn't he?
Yeah.
He just
and so you've developed relationships over the years with these people.
With the pastors, yes. Yeah.
And on the same token, the ones that I've prayed for, although I didn't have a good chance to talk to them, I met a couple of them at the services as well, just in May. Mm-hmm. And, I'm so-and-so and I'm so-and-so. You pray for me and so forth. And that's really wonderful, again, to put a face to that. And that they're not just some number or some, you know, entry or something like that. These are real people, real lives, real needs, and a lot of them are hurting, and they just need an answer in their lives, and the Word of God is that, isn't it?
It sure is. It is so true. It's such a beautiful thing to realize that no matter what part of the world we're in, you know, y'all in Australia, but we stay connected. I think we close our office like at 5 o'clock, and some of our calls go to you guys, and so y'all are still catching. No matter what part of the world you're in, you can contact Jesse DePolanis Ministries anytime, and you'll have someone that'll talk with you and pray with you and be a blessing to you, may show you, give you direction, show you how you can actually get to the app and get products free of charge that will minister and bless you.
Yes.
And so, and we, that's all happens because of our wonderful partners that from all over the world to help us to do what God calls us to do, that reaches people, changes lives everywhere, all over the world. Yeah. And we've been doing it for so long, but I just love it when we get a chance to thank our partners, because they're so such a blessing. So thank you, partners, for helping us to do what we do. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by going to JDM.org. Yeah. You can use PayPal, text to give, or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in your donation. All that information's on the screen. But just know that we love you and we thank you. And you're a part of this team. You know, we might hear everybody here in front of the camera, but you're right there no matter where you're watching this on a live stream. But you're a great part of a great team, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I love it. And it's so true. And in meeting you, I know we never really had a chance to meet. Mm. I started in 2020, and then COVID happened and various other things. And finally getting to meet you in person, I feel like we're family already.
Well, that's exactly
I'm already
right.
planning my vacation in Australia. But the great thing about meeting you and hearing your story, and it really opens our eyes. You know, every day we're working, we're praying with people, we're putting out content, we're writing magazines, we're getting the printed word out there with television broadcasts, and then meeting you and hearing that you're on the other side of the world doing the same thing. Yeah. This is global.
Yes,
it's such a big, beautiful vision. And God knew from the beginning, from the foundation, that we were going to be here talking about this today and discussing this.
Yeah.
So it's just absolutely phenomenal to just think how big our great God is, you know, and how the visions come through. I know when you were sharing your story too, a little bit. You had a vision on your refrigerator.
Correct.
I think this is a great story.
Well,
I'd love to talk about.
Maybe I've heard it before. Let's hear it.
Well, it was the as we progressed to yourself and Brother Jesse asking us to be part of the ministry, and that was at the Last Believers Convention, of course.
Yeah.
And I had to go and get Kayleen. She was down. She was already in the auditorium. Brought it back to the speaker's room, and we went through and liked us to be part of the ministry. And Brother Jesse said, well, you'd need a car, a vehicle for the ministry. I said, what would you like? And we said, well, we'd like a Chrysler Voyager. Mm-hmm. And we had a photo of it on our fridge, like we like everyone did in the day and probably still do, you know.
Yeah.
And it was a bit out of our reach at the time, but it was a faith thing. It was sort of like God, you know.
You were believing for that car.
And Brother Jesse, I remember he said, yeah, well, we have those exact vehicles in our headquarters in America. So, yeah, go get one. So we ended up with the exact vehicle that we wanted.
Isn't that awesome?
I remember we talked a little bit about that. You're going to need a van or something like that to go and collect the mail, to bring the products to the post office, to mail out the products because you were going to have get an office and you had to rent a place.
Yes, correct.
You had to get it all furnished and set up. Yes. And I remember going to that office a few times and seeing a picture of ourselves on the wall. It's a very odd thing.
But there I am.
All on the other side of the world. Way down under, and there we were.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful that we realized that God had brought us there to be a voice into the nation and to think about all the people that have been reached over the years, and we've done it together. Of course, you came on after we were gone, maybe, I don't know how many years we were gone before we started the office, but you helped us to make a big shift and reach them in a more impactful way, a more purposed way. Yeah. And Jess and I so appreciate all of you.
Well, I want to say, too, that from the very outset, everyone that's been involved in our journey with Jesse to Planets Ministry has been so wonderful. The Jesse to Planets Ministry's family, the staff, everyone that's looked after us, they've helped us grow in it. I know God has helped us grow in it because we came in quite as very novices in this particular area. I mean, we've been around churches and ministries
of course,
for a long time. But when you make this other step and this other level, it's a big learning curve. And so we came across here, of course, to learn a lot and go back and implement it. But all the staff, everyone has been so wonderful.
They're not like staff, they're like family.
Yeah, family. Well, yes, the family, yes. And that's what we consider them as.
And they do the same for you. I'm telling you what, I often think, if y'all don't love Russell and Kay, something's wrong with you.
I do.
Because they are fun.
I love them.
They're fun
definitely.
People, too. And tell us, Fourdain.
Fourdain.
Fourdain. That's how you say 14.
Yeah, it's supposed to be four. We say 14 if you have a New Orleans
accent.
Fourdain.
Just let it roll off.
Just roll off. We loved it. And they're
precious.
And they take such good care of us when we go. I mean, they're looking out for us. And I hope we're not too big of a hassle.
Absolutely not a hassle at all.
Hey, what?
I said not a hassle.
I heard you. I want to hear it again. But we just love, it's like you said, it's not, we don't put demands on them. We work together as a team.
That's
we don't look down on one another. Everybody's got a role to play.
Correct.
And everybody's part is very important. Mm-hmm. And that's why we just feel so comfortable. We joke together. Yeah. One funny story is that when Jesse and I shouldn't probably say this, but
please tell.
One time we were in a church. I won't say where it's at. But we went to a church. You know, Jesse's so focused when he goes to a meeting, and it's because he's got what God put on his heart for to preach that night. He's going to minister to people, and so he just starts. You know, we're there, and we walk through the church, and we go to the speaker room in the back, and then there was a powerful service. We go in the back and have a little fellowship, and as we're leaving, I think Kay was probably still at the book table, but Russell and Jesse and I were walking out. Russell was walking us out because he was going to drive us to the hotel, and I think Fritz and Kay were there finishing up product sales and stuff, getting the ministry, touching the people, and connecting with them after the service. But when we get into the car, I was fascinated because when we got there to the church, there were like these little tea lights everywhere. They must have had 100 down this little narrow hallway. Mm-hmm. And then we went into the speaker room. They didn't have any overhead lights, but they had these massive candles. Everywhere had candles.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really beautifully done.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so my first comment when we got in the car, I said, gosh, Russell, how many candles do you think they had in there? Wasn't that beautiful? What do you think that? And Jesse says, what candles? And Russell and I just looked at each other. What candles? How could you not see the candles? But this just to show you how focused he is when he goes in there.
That's right.
He's in the moment.
Yes. Right.
Yeah,
and although sometimes I look on the outside and look at everything else, this is what, because he was he had the word for that night. Don't you remember that part where we laugh about that still so often?
Yeah.
That's typical with him. He's very focused, and it kind of reminds me of his new book, Give God a Job.
There it is, straight off the press. It's so beautiful.
It's just come out.
This year's theme, it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
So go to jdm.org. store to get your copy, and it's just so awesome. I love reading this. Is anything too hard for the Lord, based on Genesis 18:14?
Right, and so you really have to be focused when God gives you a vision. And basically, if you receive the vision that God has in you, you start praying in faith, you're basically giving Him a job.
That's right.
And because this is what Abraham had. Yeah. God had a vision for Abraham. I was reading this the other day. In Genesis chapter 12, how God called Abraham out of Haran, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And he was 75 years old. And I read this to Jesse on his 75th birthday, just last week.
Yeah.
He just made 75 and said, you know, Abraham made 75.
Come on.
And he was called out, and that's when he began his journey. And he went another 100 years, I think it was.
Yeah.
So I said, you got a lot more life in you, a lot more vision to fulfill.
That's awesome.
And we're still going. Yeah. Like I said, he goes Mach 4 with his hair on fire.
I love when he says,
and we're all trying to keep up.
That is very true. He's so full of energy and passion. And I love connecting with all of you too, because we're going from level to level with the ministry. Right. There's there's nothing stagnant about JDM. When we fellowship, and iron sharpeneth iron, and I'm ignited to keep on going for Jesus.
Yes,
more people need to be reached, all for the glory of God. And that's what we're doing today, chatting.
Praise God.
Yes, it's so good.
And that's wonderful thing about Brother Jesse and yourself being focused on the calling, reaching the world.
That's
coming to Australia, coming to New Zealand, Southeast Asia area. I mean, you know, everyone's doing their part, but to be connected with a global ministry and anyone that is connected with the ministry in any way, shape or form, as far as they're giving or they're praying, they're part of all that, aren't they?
That's
part of preaching the gospel right around the world.
And
that's
our
a wonderful thing.
In Australia are a part of that as well.
Absolutely.
They help us do everything we do, and we so appreciate all of them.
Yeah.
And I know you do, guys,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
This is such a pleasure and to speak to you both. And now we're family. And to hear all of the amazing things that God's doing in Australia through JDM. Yeah. It's just an honor to be a part of this ministry. It really is.
It is. It is.
And we're not done.
We're
still going forward. Yeah. We're going to be going back more. We slowed down some of the traveling because of the COVID, but we started back up like we went in May. Mm-hmm. Again, we're going to go back, I know. And God's, we're just looking forward to reaching more people, changing more lives.
One soul at a time.
Yeah.
Amen.
We're looking forward to that, absolutely.
Well, it's been such a blessing having you both here on the on the white couch.
On the white couch, looking so great.
When
you coming back?
I hope I didn't do all the talking. Do you have anything else on your heart you want to share today at all?
No, I just want to say, I didn't mean to cut you off there. I just want to say thank you very much. And we want to thank yourself and Brother Jesse for allowing us to be part of a worldwide ministry to reach people and change lives. Mm-hmm. You know, before 26 years ago, it wasn't even anywhere on the radar. Yeah. It wasn't sort of something that we were thinking about, but God just opened that door. So it's been such a privilege to have this journey and to go with it.
Praise God. Well, we thank you so much. It's been a joy today having you here, and it's been a joy knowing you all these years. Looking forward to the next season of what God's going to do through Jesse Duplantis Ministries globally.
Global.
Amen.
That's so cool.
Praise God. Well, thank you again
for
being here. We're so glad that you're here today, and hope that you'll join me next week for another Glorious Living right here in Studio C. Bye-bye.